Chapter 2. The sheet is cool against my cheek, but my body feels hot, disturbed, feverish. Sound of traffic outside, the soft patter of rain, a floorboard heater that rattles and clinks. God, how many drinks did I have? Remnants of a nightmare linger. There was a dark shadow of a man with arms that grew, twisting down the block, wrapping around light poles and electric wires, fingers constantly searching, probing, until all the colors of the world bled to gray. My head throbs, my throat itches. My arm automatically reaches over to the left for Justin, but all it finds is a pillow. Right, Seattle. And then it comes back to me, at least some of it. Make Westing, mojitos, a guy called Scratch. A name that isn't a name, not really. And I'm naked. Holy shit. Panic hits. What the hell happened last night? A flutter of a memory, the sensation of a man's hands at the small of my back. No, I didn't. I couldn't. I risk opening my eyes and instantly regret it. The morning light feels like an attack, the room spins, and a rush of nausea overtakes me, but I see that at least I'm home, in my own apartment, not in a stranger's bed. A small but tangible comfort. I'm in my apartment? Impossible. I was locked out. Unless I did call the super, or Scratch was able to find someone still awake and willing to buzz us in, or he had superior lock-picking skills. How did I get home from Make Westing? And more important, what did I do? There was broken glass around my feet, I remember that much, and the sense of being lifted from the bar stool, but beyond that, nothing. A complete blackout. It takes me back to my early 20s when I confused drunken promiscuity with worldly sophistication, when I smoked clove cigarettes and tried to be French. I listen carefully for the sound of someone else in the apartment. Creak of floorboards, a toilet flush, a cabinet door opening or closing. Nothing. I breathe a nearly inaudible sigh of relief. But then my stomach heaves and I'm quickly reaching down by the side of my bed for the small modern trash can, Italian, $90 retail, $25 on eBay, and everything I ingested the night before returns in a much different form. I'm grateful for the can.